This is Lachlan Rouston.
This is Ralph Friedman. And you're listening to the fittest podcast in Australia,
The Mind Muscle Project. Project, this coronavirus special in the black is brought to you by P1 filtration masks. If you go to savemyface.com and use the code MindMuscle10, you get 10% off all masks.
And for a limited time only, Corona is giving away beers free on all podcasts just to spread the word that they have nothing to do with the virus.
Yeah, so make sure you check that out. All right, in all seriousness, today we are going to talk about ways you can continue to profit and make money and survive the apocalypse, aka the coronavirus. So obviously, this is a tough time for gyms, and it will continue to be if you take the wrong mindset during it. So I thought best place to start is to kind of talk about all the stuff that, you know, you need to be doing and proactive about, and then we can finish with stuff that you can do to sort of from a cost-cutting, cost-saving perspective at the end. So kind of two pieces to this, ways to make money and then ways to save money as well. So we'll start with kind of the most important piece, which I think we're talking about, is sort of the mindset going into this whole thing.
Yeah, I think, you know, so easy during this time, we've seen it ourselves, is people just start to look inwards and they start to worry about themselves. I mean, you're probably a business owner, you probably thought, oh, how's this going to affect my bank account, you know, and it's like the number one thing you're worried about. But like they always talk about, they always use 2008 as an example, and maybe they'll start using 2020 as the example, but you know, so many fortunes were made in those dark times when things go bad. Usually where people make most of the money is the people that come out on the other side of that. Obviously, a lot of people lose, and they're the people usually with the wrong mindset. And if you can go with the right mindset, which is not thinking about yourself as much during this time, but thinking about how can I serve my clients to the best and fullest ability, which is really what they came for in the first place, you're just going to start to have ideas of how you can serve. Where as soon as you just get into the ideas of like, how is this going to affect me? How am I going to make payroll? How am I going to make rent if no one's coming to the gym? Like, you're not going to come up with a creative idea on how to make extra money.
Yeah. You're going to create some shrinking of the business to protect yourself.
Yeah. And you're just not in the right mindset to serve your clients.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, one of the first things that you should start with is getting the whole team on board. We had a call the other day with, well, we have our weekly meetings, but in this particular call, obviously with the present situation, I had we both basically had a discussion with our team that, look, the best thing we've done at this point and what we'll continue to do and what I'm so proud and grateful for with my team is how well they've all handled it. Obviously, where if, you know, people, you know, our clients are speaking to their friends, their family, and they're looking for information in regards to their health, they're going to turn to us. They're going to turn to the people that they're paying on a daily basis to inform them about the best things to do for their health. And so it's our duty to, first of all, not panic. And then second of all, remind them the importance of health and the importance of training regularly and the importance of the immune system stuff we talked about on the last after show to stay or give yourself the best chance against the virus in this time. So very important to get the team on board. There's nothing worse than, you know, you've got a rogue team member that starts telling clients to leave the gym and that it's not safe, and they're panicking and they're freaking out and they're going, you know, they're gonna, you know, the mortality rate's higher than what they say, you know, pharmacists, they've got this drug and they're only giving it to the, you know, the rich people and we're all gonna die. You know, that kind of fear and pandemonium is something that could destroy your business. So making sure the leaders of your business, which are your staff, are all on board first is your number one priority.
Yeah, I would add, okay, first, if you're listening to this and you're a coach and like maybe you're not the business owner, you're working under someone at a place, as a business owner, the best thing you could do in this time is like come to your boss with, hey, I've got some creative ideas of what we can do.
Yeah.
Just like people going on hold to get moments to do this. That, you will go up in the eyes of your boss and you'll be the person they look to after this is all done by tenfold.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're the coach that goes quiet, just starts worrying about themselves and just isn't contributing, you know, the business owner is probably going to feel like you let them down because this is like, you know, it's time to shine.
Yeah.
You know? So if you can step up as an employee, that's going to be so good for you in the long run. And then if you're the business owner, man, this is like wartime, you know, and it's similar to if you've seen the Churchill movie. Obviously, the king needs to leave England because the Nazis are going to come and destroy them. But the number one thing is like, hey, you can't leave because if they see the leader is too scared to still be here and stay in the country, we're all fucked.
Mm.
So you have to just put up the brave face and be like, no, I'm ahead. Like, I'm the least worried one here, but I am the most proactive, and that'll hopefully give your team the confidence.
This is what really separates, you know, best from the rest. Mm. You know, how you act in times. It's all easy to, you know, when things are going well, right? It's easy to act positive and make good decisions when things are going well. But it's really in times like this that tests you as a, as you know, test your character, test you as a business owner, test your skills, your leadership, especially. And this is really where people get found out, where businesses fold, right?
Exactly.
They just give up. So,
and people always ask, okay, why does the business owner get a better deal than the employees through most of the year? You know, whatever it's pay or work schedules, it's because they take on the most risk.
Mm.
You know, they take on the most risk, so they get rewarded the most. Most business owners that love the reward and hate the risk. But this is the time where this is the risk.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, everyone can make it through. You know, you just got to be resourceful. It doesn't matter what situation you're in, you know, everything is up for negotiation at this point. So, negotiate like your heart, well, like your business and your life depends on it. Definitely don't give up, and don't get ahead of yourself. So some of the ways that you can also, offer some creative ideas in terms to maintain your revenue and to keep making money in this time. And obviously the first one is a lot of people want to be going hold, which is, you know, the obvious route to take, but the worst route to take. There's nothing worse than having nothing to do in terms of anything physical, no place to go. I know LA's on lockdown right now, so they can't go into the gyms, but to have no guidance around what to do with your health. And there was a couple of members I had a discussion with that just got back from some overseas travel. They have no intention on going on hold, but they want to work out. So they're like, hey, can you please give me some at-home workouts? And some of them hadn't even thought of it. I go, hey, I'm going to write you an at-home workout. And they go, please, can you? That would be awesome. That would be fantastic. Like, that is, I mean, that's the clients, what the clients want, what they ask for, whether they know it or not yet. It's what we're there to provide for them. So the first and obvious and easiest step is to start doing some online programming for your clients. So that would be the first step that I would be taking as a gym owner for people that want to go on hold, and this is the alternative you can offer them.
Yeah, if you put them on hold, leave the money aside. That is letting down your clients.
Yeah.
You're letting down your clients when they needed you the most.
Yeah. Yeah, they're scared and worried, and they're hitting the panic button. They're cool. Yeah.
They don't know what else to do but hit hold.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't know about, oh, maybe they'll run me an online program. Like, you know, they don't want to ask for this stuff. So that the only action they know how to take when they're worried is like, oh, it's going hold. They don't know any better. They're not bad people. You need to step up and lead them.
Only in extreme circumstances, like they have sick family that are around and they're going to potentially compromise them. I guess that would be still coming to the gym, but really that it's hard to come up with an excuse that you can't just work out at home or outdoors, you know? So, unless your gym is actually, still open and there's still a risk of a coronavirus, then I could understand people, you know, wanting to go on hold. There'd honestly be like some pretty unique situations that we would allow for a hold in this time, but you know, 99 times out of 100, there's not really much of an excuse.
No.
You know? Next thing you could do outside of the training is to offer extra support on nutrition. So, you know, it's your job with your team to provide knowledge and research and information to help people with what they put in their mouth at this time, because it can make a big difference. You know, if people are smoking and drinking alcohol and eating fast food versus, you know, eating heaps of vegetables, taking lots of supplements, you know, getting lots of rest. Like, that's a big difference in, you know, you poisoning your body and making it more susceptible to the virus versus taking a proactive approach, building up your immune system. So, definitely offering nutrition support, whether you do or you don't already. Through email is probably the easiest way. You can do a sort of like a podcast, like just record it on your phone, post it in your Facebook group if you've got one. These are times where information like that, if you're writing the best nutritional protocol for the coronavirus, that's like the best, most opened email you probably get all year, right? This is the time people want to know the information. It's time they're willing to hear it. And so now is the time to write it for them and do it for them.
Of course, yeah. And I mean, this can be, you can do free stuff to add value to the members. You could do paid, maybe for members that are looking to like really, be like, hey, I've got time on my hands. I want to dive deeper in my nutrition. And you can coach them just as effectively now, yep, more than ever. So, you know, don't close off your mind. You could make extra money during this time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, tons of options there. And if you want some information for us, we did have, again, that podcast on the after show. It's got some good nutritional stuff in there that you would add in. Or if you tune into my daily emails, the link to that is in the description of this episode. But if you tune into the daily emails, I also put like a list of supplements and stuff in there that you can do to kind of boost your immune system. But yeah, I think overall, you know, in terms of, you know, ways to make more revenue, the main thing here is just encourage people that health is the most important thing at this time. Keep moving, keep training, keep working on their nutrition. It gives them something positive to focus on, a proactive thing to focus on, that they'll thank you for later. And the last thing they're going to do is just, most likely, they're just going to sit on Netflix and just read news on their phone about how the world is ending. So the best thing you can do is give them an hour a day still to work out and work on their nutrition and buy supplements and feel like they're making a proactive approach, because they're going to bring that positivity to other people in their life as well that aren't affected by the gym. And that's going to, you know, have a trickle-down effect in the wider community, which I think is super positive.
Exactly. And then, and all I'd add to that is that, you know, the world has changed really quickly and it's really different in the next week of how it was a month ago. So some things in your gym need to start reflecting that. So that might be, you know, we're re-looking at our whole gym schedule for next week. You know, we had the best schedule when people were like going to work.
Yeah.
People aren't really going to work anymore.
Yeah.
So we're like rethinking the schedule. We're rethinking maybe live classes online. No reason why we can't run a class live through Zoom or Skype or whatever it is. So just, you know, be creative, rethink, hey, is my schedule still the best schedule for my clients? Don't run a schedule if it's like not good for your clients anymore. You're just throwing money down the drain, or you're just, it just shows them, hey, I'm not serving you anymore. Be proactive, rethink it for next week. This is the time to make quick and decisive action.
I wonder if any gym that is doing classes online now, like live classes, they're streaming their classes, which I could imagine they're doing. I wonder if they're considering staying like that. Permanently. It's not going so well. They just, oh, it's easy. Don't need a lease. But Peloton, I'm sure, is having a laugh. Peloton,
yeah, yeah. Peloton. There were some articles out there like, you all laughed at Peloton. Who's laughing now? Fucking killing it.
Fucking Peloton. Yeah, cool. So next section of this, before we jump into it, we'll talk about our sponsor, Wattify. They are the client management software we're using. We just like them because obviously they're a leader in the space. All the reports they run are really solid. You know, we in the MPE coaching group, and I can't tell you how many people that aren't on Wattify complain about their CRM system. Like, yeah, sure, everything's got some complaints and everything could be better, but people are like literally ready to go to war and stab the founder of that company of how frustrated they are over the different problems that they're having with their software. And so if you're at that level, like, we haven't been that level of frustration with Wattify in a very long time. Very, very long time. It's brilliant. Like, their team is solid. Their customer service is 24/7. It's, you know, Americans in the office. They're speaking directly with, you know, all the marketing guys and all the developers. So, yeah, it's such a good piece of software. And absolutely, you know, at times like this when things are frustrating, you got to chase up payments and put holds on. Like, you really need a good software system to support that, because you might not be seeing your members face to face. And so, a software that's letting you down in times like this, it's time to jump ship.
Yeah, I mean, I woke up Monday morning, first thing I got was email from Wattify, hey, here's a webinar on different creative ways you can keep making money, save money for your gym during this crisis.
Yeah, they've even got like a checklist and stuff that you can download.
Because they only work with gyms like boutique gyms, you know, micro gyms, 50 to 300 members, and their success is our success.
Yeah.
So that's what they're invested in. So wattify.com/MMP, you can save 20% off your whole year, which right now is a perfect segue, because ways to save money is essential at this time. You know, I would say as a gym owner, obviously, you know, if you're a big box gym, they're the types of places that can get lines of credit, even lines of credit that you used to think you had are probably running up short now as well. You know, you might have had a certain limit on your credit card. That could change. You know, you might have a business loan. Business loans are changing. And that's why businesses run out of money really, really quickly at these times. You know, all your sales forecasts that you have for the next couple of months, probably at this point, maybe can throw them in the rubbish bin because things have changed there as well. So you've just got to be a good leader of your company, and that is going to involve like rethinking a lot of your costs. So the way I'm going to do this is just, hey, I'm going to go through every single line item, what we're spending money at the moment, and just reconsider every one, because it's time to change from a month ago, and what I thought was a good idea then might not be a good idea now. And as Lockie said, this is the time that you need to negotiate. You know, all businesses know that your business is going through a tough time. Maybe their business is going through a tough time. People are willing to work through this together. You know, your gym is probably going to be fine in the long run. You just got to work through this short period. So that might mean, hey, can I pay this bill in 4 months' time when I'm back on track? Can I like spread out this cost over this period of time? Can I like renegotiate this tax bill? I would say the tax departments are going to be very open to negotiation at this time. I would be jumping on the phone with your accountant. Hey, what am I entitled to in Australia? You're entitled to a bunch of different stuff, but you got to be proactive about making sure you get it. Because they're obviously doing like bonuses and stuff for businesses to keep them running. And if you've got a physical business, obviously do it the correct way, but there's a time when you got to have a chat to your landlord as well, which is like, hey, this is unforeseen circumstances. What can we do with our rent during this time? And potentially, if you can do the right things on the revenue side, move all these things around on the cost side, you can just keep your numbers in a pretty similar to place.
Yeah.
You know, because if you drop 10 grand in revenue, but you can drop a bunch in costs, you're probably going to end up at a pretty similar point at the end of the month. And that will just steady the ship. It'll make sure you can still pay your coaches, which is the most important thing to keep their morale up, because that's the one place you can't pull away the money. And obviously, if you contract and you lose staff, then it's going to be harder to grow in a few months' time again. So the more you can just pull some strings there and be really proactive, then the less chance there is of in 3 weeks' time putting your hands up and say, hey, we're out of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So guys, just stay strong here. You know, this is an opportunity for you to really prove to yourself, I think. And, you know, as a result, prove to your staff and then to prove to your clients that, you know, you're an amazing business and the reason they chose to invest with you was the right bet. And they should continue to keep placing that bet every day. And so it's how you approach the situation. So be proactive, get on the cameras, get on the mics, be proactive in emails. Don't be shy to call your members and call your team and have hard conversations, because, you know, this is a testing time. So the worst thing you could do is just be sitting on the couch doing nothing, just twiddling your thumbs, just hoping it's all going to blow over, waiting for the vaccine or the cure. And so, no, now is the time to take action. So, don't shy away from the hard conversations. Pick up the phone, call people, get on the blast, start sending it all out there. Do what you need to. And you know, you'll be looking back in, you know, a month, 2 months time or however long it takes, and just be going, yeah, I proved to myself when it's tough and went down in the innings and you got to step up and hit a home run, I fucking did it. So
absolutely. And just, you know, you just think about how many people are going to be leaving gyms at the moment and looking for a new gym in a month or two's time. You know, it's going to be a ton. There's going to be a huge opportunity that if you can keep your members training, they're telling all their friends, oh yeah, like we're all not training, right? No, I'm still training. Like I'm doing home workouts for my gym. It's a live workout. They're like, really?
Mm.
Like, dude, I just like everyone in my gym's not going. It's like, no, we keep training.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a referral opportunity. So if you can stand out amongst the others, then maybe in a few months' time, it'll be one of your best months.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Hopefully this was helpful, and share it around if you're a gym owner. Send it to people that, you know, send it to your staff if you want to, or send it to anyone you think it could be useful for. And obviously, we'd appreciate that as well. But guys, as always, thank you so much for tuning into In The Black. And remember, waterfy.com/MMP, and you can get 20% off the next year. All right, thanks, guys, and we'll speak to you next week. Thank you, Project, for tuning in again to another episode of the My Muscle Project. We release an episode every single Monday. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, the My Muscle Project, to stay up to date with everything we're doing. And if you have some time, leave us a review and a 5-star rating on iTunes.
And don't forget, we have a second show of the week, The After Show. So it's no longer a rest day on Thursdays. If you have any questions for Lachlan and I for that show, head to themymuscleproject.com/The After Show. And if you ask a question, we'll answer it on the show.
Thanks again so much, Project, and we'll see you all next week.